Not Dane.
Trevor, good morning. John with Local Splash.
Morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning, good morning. It's Friday, man. We made it to the weekend, man.
Hey, but you know, it's only Friday's only good when somebody's gonna pay you. Somebody not paying you, it's just another day.
Hey, it don't matter, pay or not, we live another day to live. You know, it's a gift.
Well,
I enjoy it matter what. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. But talking about paying and things like that, is everything all right?
In what way?
Oh, you were saying somebody's paying. I'm like, okay, well, hope your customers.
No.
Well.
Hey,
yeah.
No. I'm always been an owner. So as the owner,
yeah.
Everybody excited about Friday.
Right.
So
right.
Excited about Friday is for us that we have to make sure we have money in the bank to pay everybody.
Yes, sir.
Right. You know,
yes,
our
sir,
Friday
right.
is when we collect the checks. That's our Friday. Whenever we collect checks, that's our Friday. You know what I mean?
Yep. I have a side business of my own, so yes, I have employees. I'm like, oh man, I got to make sure everything's in line. Let me tell you, so it's so stressful and a happy moment at the same time. You know, love and hate situation.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man. Well,
right.
Trevor.
So,
yeah, you got some questions for me, anything like that before we get started here? What we got?
Not so much question, more like some concern because you see, there's a company named PG something.
Okay.
Which is also represent Google. I worked with them before, and my experience with them is not good. You know, everybody can tell you, we're going to put you to the first page, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, you know?
Right.
It takes time to do that while we're paying and stuff like that. And sometimes the money where you pay out and the return doesn't match up, you know? And, yes, I'm going to be totally transparent. I want to do something. I want to, you know, at least if I'm not, even not working, I still want the company to be out there on the web, you know?
True.
Because,
but, you know, yeah.
It's always possibilities. Like one job can, just one job you need to really take care of stuff, you know?
Exactly.
But yes.
Yes, sir.
But
yeah,
I need something that works.
Yes, sir. And this is what that is. I mean, I did my research, Trevor. I'm not going to say, oh, if you, let's say, for example, if you were on the first page, you had your website, you had everything in line. I think, you know what? Honestly, you already got everything going on. You don't need this. But in your case right now, at the company that you worked with before, I don't know how long you worked with them or what, but just letting you know, once you're on Google, you're on Google. If I typed your business name, it should pop up. I type in your business name, and the only thing that pops up as a recommended is your Facebook. And so these are the type of things that we want to make sure that's the first thing we do is get your Google business
right.
profile
right.
out there. Yes, sir. So,
yeah. Yeah,
make sure
I hear that, right?
Going. Mm-hmm.
Hear that, but I don't understand what's going on because I'm always on Google. You're not the first company that we talk to or anything like that, right? So
of course. I respect that, yeah.
So we are on Google, and when I typed my name in the other day, I didn't see crop. So something happened. Even
yeah.
you guys have this, what's it called, where your name's supposed to be written the same way in all of the engines, the 20
right.
engines or whatever, the 35, whatever engines you guys use, right? All
mm-hmm.
those were set up, and they would say, okay, it's a one-time thing. I want to set up for that. It's set up forever. But now, here am I. Can't even find me on Google, so that doesn't even make sense, right? So I don't
yeah.
know what's going on with that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but from the past, what I can tell you, this is something that's not our first rodeo. I can assure you on that. Me personally, too, with this company, like, I know for a fact we can get this thing up and running. And here's the thing, Trevor, right now Google is actually really hounding down on getting verified to get businesses up on Google's local map section in general. So we have ways to make sure that you get that expedited, moving a lot more quickly and smoothly for you. So I will make sure to walk you through on this stuff before anything, because that's without your Google business profile, nothing is possible pretty much. Okay, so it's all
yeah.
linked together, and I want to make sure that's the first thing we go over.
Okay, go ahead. Let's move.
All right. All right, Trevor. Sure thing. So, Trevor, I'm spelling your name correctly. T-R-E-V-O-R. And then the last name is McBain, right? M-C-B-A-Y-N-E?
Correct.
Okay. And then I want to make sure I have the email that I have is the first name, or your first name, Trevor, at yourlastnameconstruction.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. I want to make sure, even after payment with me on the phone, I want you to stay on the phone with me so that way you can see in writing through email and through text of everything we're going over today, okay? I want to make sure of that. So don't hang up after this payment. Is this the best phone number for us to reach out to you, ending with the 4005?
Yeah, only number.
That's the only number? Okay. It's for customers too. Oh. And then the business name, this part is all for Google here, so I need to make sure I have it all correct. Is it McBain's Construction, or do you have it further, like McBain's Construction and Renovation, or?
Yeah, McBain Construction and Renovation, Inc., but I always just use McBain Construction, so it all locks in. So I don't know if it makes a difference.
Okay. Well, it'll make a difference from here on, so I want to make sure it's consistent throughout from here on. So if you wanted to show us McBain's Construction, let's keep it that way. I got you.
Just not being construction, yeah, I guess.
Okay. All right. And then the address, because this is where Google's going to send the verification to you. It's a PIN number. I'm sure you did this before. If not, then this is the start of everything. It takes 5 to 7 days for Google to send this out to you. If it's a postcard with a PIN number, please respond to it. Without it, it prolongs everything. But the business address I have is 710 Northwest 201st Street and 33169 is the zip code. Is that right?
No, that's not 401.
Ah, okay. What's the address then?
8061.
Okay.
Northwest 2nd Street.
22nd Street.
Tamarack, Tamarac, Florida.
33321.
321, yeah.
All right, perfect. Thank you, sir. And see, these are the little things where, because I just pulled that off of Google instead of, you know, anywhere else. If I'm having trouble finding this stuff, then so are customers, and that's missed opportunities. So we'll make sure I clean this up for you. The next thing I want to make sure is our team is introduced to you. Make sure they go over, because I promised you a website and everything, so I want to keep to my word here, okay? Because we close weekends. On Monday, do you have an hour window to speak with them to go over the website, Facebook ads, and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. What time works best for you, like morning or evening?
Just good morning.
Morning? Okay. I could do as early as, like, I don't know, 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
No, let's do 10.
10 a.m. it is. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you an email right now because I'm going to send the same email over to our team. And all you need to do is just hit yes on your side, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you that they're committed to this meeting, okay? So give me just a moment, and I'll send that to you right now so we can secure that meeting there for you. And I'm going to give you the full phone number. That way you can contact anybody here. Casey, if you need some help with adding a picture or anything of the nature, website, anything, it's voice activated, just, you know, make sure to call that number. They'll always be around Monday through Friday to help you out for any of your needs, okay? But I just sent you an email. Let me know once you got it. It's going to come from JSEO@LocalSplash.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool. Done.
Perfect. Thank you. I'm going to put a reminder for them just in case. I want to make sure they don't miss this as well. So I want to really take care of you. And then once you did that, oh, perfect, I got it. Do you have a way to take down this number? I want to make sure I give you the full number right now so I don't forget.
All right, give it to me.
All right, 877-635-6225.
Okay.
All right, save that number.
What's the name of the company again?
Local Splash.
Okay.
They will call you from that number on Monday at 10 a.m. 10 to 11, they're going to give you that call, and they go over all the specific things as far as your website. So please be sure. You don't have to be in front of a computer, but it doesn't hurt. You know, if you want to have pictures ready or testimonials for your website,
okay,
things like that, they'll go ahead and do that with you, okay? Now, the next part, how do you want to be shown on Google for your hours of operation, like Monday through Friday or 24/7?
Yeah, just Monday through Friday, 6 to 6.
6 to 6 it is. Okay. And in case you ever need to change anything like this, please don't hesitate to let our team know. They'll go ahead and do that for you. Okay?
So, question, right? On Google,
yeah.
Right? Because I was able to go on Google and set my own time and all that stuff, right? And I'm not so sure if I'm able to do that anymore, but what would be the reason why there's no access? Could it be that Google take it down for some reason, or the people who were maintaining it take it down because there was no business? How does that work?
Yeah, so the only thing that I'm from my experience as well too is that if it's taken down, it could have been flagged for some odd reason. Let's say, for example, I'm not saying this is what the reason is, but just from, you know, I had an old address that I had there. And then if that's mm-hmm. old address and they say, oh, they look it up, bam, it's not the same address, they flag it, they take it down. Now, if once you're on Google, you're on Google unless it's flagged like that. So a business can't be just taking down other businesses' Google business profiles. It doesn't work that way. So even, let's say, for example, with us, I mean, let's say things don't work out in the future, and you're like, hey, you know what, thank you for your service and everything, but I'm going to go do things on my own. We can't take you down from Google. That's your Google business profile. Okay, so you're up there. You'll be up there for good. Okay?
But, well, I think I do have a Google business profile, though, right? Because you were looking at something and telling me, oh, I have very good testimonial or whatever that was. There's something there.
There, so the stuff that I see is from your Facebook and from a Yelp listing as well, too. And that's some things we would need to clear up as well, because those are actual directories that customers could look for your services, and we want to make sure that they have the right the right address or the right phone number, the right website, things like that. Because if they go to a website that's not working, then they think automatically, like, oh, next. Or, oh, did he close down? Or, you know what I mean? So we don't want that to happen. We want to make sure they're not confused. It's smooth and easy for the customers to maneuver and find you. Okay. And so talking about, like, the customers, how far out do you want to go for your customers in general? Do you want to do, like, 50-mile radius to start with this?
Let's do 75 if that's possible.
Okay. So I guess 55.
You know, 50 miles is good because guys are mostly in the 50-mile thing, right?
Right. This package goes to that 50-mile marker right there. So,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If in the future you ever decide that you want to upgrade to anything further out from there, let me know. I can go ahead and do that, help you out. Make sure you get the most lowest pricing for that as well, too. Okay?
All right.
I promise that was going to help
you. Right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for you. I am actually not in Miami Gardens. I live in Tamarack. I don't know if you're from Florida, where you're calling from, but I'm not in the Miami Gardens area. Now, it seems like most of my work is around there, so it's cool, but I'm in the Tamarack. So from Miami Gardens to Tamarack is about 20 miles?
Yeah, it's not that far. I wouldn't even suspect that. Let me double check this. I lived in Tampa.
Are you in Tampa?
So I'm pretty familiar with Orlando, Tampa, Miami. Not so much of Miami, just because it's been a while, but I know the area pretty like the back of my hand. So let me double check.
Right.
Tamarack. Yeah.
From Tamarack to Miami Gardens, about 20 miles, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. You're right on, man. 22 miles. So you're all set.
Cool. So,
yeah, I was going to say, it better. I would be so surprised if it was more than that.
Thing is that I don't have to change it for my in my address would I be stronger in Miami Garden, or it will be the same effect as in Tamarack?
No, same effect. Yeah, because it goes out 50 miles from there, so that covers that problem.
Okay.
And actually, how about this? I'll put in a highlight that you need to hit Miami Gardens for sure. So. Okay, so I put that in there just in case, you know, as a target. Now, for your customers themselves, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only? Do you do check or Venmo or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, more like Zelle.
Okay.
Because these numbers are big numbers, right? So most of the time, it doesn't, you know, most people credit card don't cover that much. So we can do credit card. You can put credit cards or we do Zelle. That's pretty much all I know with checks or whatever.
Okay. Sounds good. And then I have her Facebook here, so what I'm going to do is make sure they're aware of that. And is your business licensed already and insured or anything like that?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just one of those questions, man. Sorry. And also, I'm going to send, before I forget, I want to send you the email for the verification, just in case. Now, this is to get you verified quicker and smoother for the verification process. It's not up to us. This is up to the Google part. So we want to make sure, being a premier partner with Google, that we make it very easy for you to get verified on this and smooth. So the way to do that is through this email. You don't have to do this right away, but as soon as you get a moment, all it's asking, pretty much what Google wants to see is that you're legit, right? If you take a picture of your business license or a tool or an equipment that you use on the daily, that really helps out, and they'll say, okay, bam. You know what I mean? So the more the better. But when you have the moment to do that, okay? The next part.
Wait, one second.
Yeah.
Are you saying when I do that, I need to take a picture of a tool or a business license or insurance or something like that?
It may ask you for one of those, may ask you for all those. That's not up to us. That's up to Google on that part.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And then the next part is the most important part, I feel like, because we want to make sure this is the key words of the services that you provide. Now, of course, I have, you know, the main stuff like general contractors, damage restoration, roofing. Is there any other ways or other wording that I could put in here to help you being found on Google as well?
How much wording do you give us?
You get 7 to 15 phrases and also keywords as well. So fire away. I'll shoot in. I'll start typing away.
All right. So we can do roofing, kitchen, bathrooms.
Okay.
In fact,
windows and door remodeling.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, we can do additions. Plumbing,
uh-huh.
Electrical.
Okay.
Fire, you could do fire damage, hurricane damage, water damage.
I got fire damage, hurricane damage, water damage. Is that right?
Yeah, because sometimes people type in that, you know, when they get water damage, you know.
Very
and
true.
The insurance, that would.
Very true. Okay.
And how much do we have right now?
We still got, you can add more, man. Don't worry. I'll let you know if it's going too far out early.
All right. We can have flooring.
Uh-huh.
Exterior and interior painting.
Exterior painting. Okay.
And driveways.
You do like sidewalks by any chance? For like pressure washing or anything?
Sidewalk. It come on the same thing. Sidewalk.
Okay.
You can put artistic driveway, you know, something like that.
Driveway.
People looking for like certain kind of design.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay.
We can add plastering.
Plastering. Okay.
Okay.
Is that pretty good so far?
We could do drywall texturing.
Drywall texturing. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Bathroom remodeling.
We got that one. We're good on that. Bathroom and kitchen.
Okay.
Yep. So that would count as one. So far, so good. So I know I put you on the spot there, but it's all right. So Trevor, next week on Monday, when our technicians talk to you, they're already going to read all through this, so they're not going to start from scratch, but they will confirm these just in case they give you the opportunity if you want to add more or take things off, however you like. Okay? Just make sure you communicate with them, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to send it to them right now. And then also, this next part, I'm going to make sure that you're protected. Okay, so I'm not taking a no for an answer on this. We do a voice verification where everything is recorded. That way I even put the pricing in there for you. I even tell you how to go ahead and cancel the program in case that's the case. I mean, we want to earn your business for a long time, right? But if you do decide to do anything like that in the future, there's no cancellation fees. And that number that I gave you is already the number that you would call to do that as well, too. But I want to make sure I put that in the recording to protect you, okay? So in the beginning, yeah, go ahead.
I have a question for you. They're asking me for tools and equipment, work vehicle with license plates, right?
You don't have to send that picture. You could do like a side picture of that. So that way it doesn't really show everything. Yeah.
Right. They're asking for business card, business registration, business license, insurance, invoice, workplace. The workplace, how do we just show the workplace? What? Just the picture of the house or something? Because I work from home.
Yeah, that's fine. You could do that. And or if you have an office within your house, or you don't have to, don't have to show all of it. It's just as much as you possibly can. And then they'll work with that on there. Yeah. So I want to make sure you're reassured on that. And then, so here we go. When I hit this record button, I'm going to ask you a few questions in the beginning. Try to answer as clearly as possible. And that way we can get this thing rolling for you, okay? So here we go.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to get this. Oh, 1 second here. All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mabane Construction.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Trevor Mabane, president/owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correctly.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign, just as we discussed. As a result to increase visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second. Trevor, I want to make sure that you have clear understanding of who we are anytime we call. So I want to make sure you're very well protected. After this recording, we're going to set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in, you'll know it's us calling because we'll ask the security question, and we'll know it's you because you know the answer to it. Okay? So just want to make sure very confidential. All right. I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on August 4th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 4th of every month in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support within the 877 number that I gave you earlier. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. That's the end of that recording part here. So, Trevor, please don't forget your own answer to your security question, all right? I don't want you locked out of your own account here. So we get to choose one of these. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that answer be?
R-A-M-I.
Okay. Perfect. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in here right now, and it's never going to change. Okay, so just letting you know, if anyone tries to change that or doesn't know your security question, that's not us. Do not give them any information and hang up right away. All right, Trevor?
Okay. Question.
Yes, sir.
You say you're Local Splash, right?
Local Splash, yes, sir. Fountain
Local
Valley,
Splash,
California.
But when you come in, you come in as Better VW Clean. That's what comes in when you come there.
Yeah, anytime we call out, it's going to be voice over internet phone, they call it, VOIP. So that way, because we make tons of calls every day, So it's like saving the money for the company when we're calling out. When you call in, that's the direct number that I gave you. You can hit my extension at 3736 to get a hold of me, but it's best getting a hold of me through email more. But even so, that's voice activated, that phone number that I gave you, to talk to anybody through if you have troubles or even the modifications for Facebook, website, anything from there. Okay? All right. And Trevor, on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name or is there a middle initial as well?
No, just first and last name.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's the billing address 8061 Northwest, right?
That's correct.
Okay, all right. And then what kind of payment method are we using? Is it Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. Now, just for security purposes, I don't want to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4154. Okay. 1796. 3994. 7710.
All right, perfect. And the expiration date?
1127.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
035.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, I want to make sure, I know you've been super patient with me as well, but I need you to hang in tight for me because I want to refresh the account. Now you know I'm not lying that we're getting you at literally a 50% discounted rate. I want to make sure it stays that way. All right, so I don't want no hiccups in the future as well. So give me just a second. I'm going to refresh one last time just to make sure. Okay. Looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Please stay on the phone with me, okay, Trevor? I want to make sure you see your invoice, just as promised, through text and through email. So whichever comes first to you, please let me know. That way I can direct you to see it, okay? Okay, it just went through. So you should receive a text or an email, whichever one, let me know.
Okay.
All right. Let me refresh on my side, make sure it's still good. We're looking okay.
Yeah, nothing yet, so.
Yes, I don't see it. It didn't send just yet, so let me refresh again here. If it doesn't send in the next, 2 minutes here, I'm going to resend from me personally as well, too, okay?
Yeah. I hear something coming.
Okay.
Let me see. I it's not on the computer, but I heard it on the phone. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located. What do I need to do from here?
Okay, so in here, this would be a spot where it says click here to accept subscription terms or something like that, right?
Okay, all right. I click there.
Perfect. In here, I want you to take your time. Yep, this is your breakdown. It even has other packages that's available for you in the future if you decide to upgrade or change anything with your package that you have currently. But like I said, everything we discussed is in here as a breakdown. I even gave you $100 to have monthly for your ad spend for Facebook. Like, I gave you the works on here, okay? As you know, take your time. Ask questions if you have any. But at the bottom.
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So since you're going to set up a new Google, whatever, you're going to set up for me, right? So therefore, on your across the board, across the engine, so are you going to go across the engine and have, I think it's 35 different engine or something like that? Or because we know Google owns about, 90% of that engine, right?
Right. So, yeah, great question. So we have options that you can do even up to 60 other directory engines, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, things like that. Now, if I can make a quick suggestion for you, though, Trevor, we have those options for you, but take only the solid ones because, meaning, there's other directories that are out there, like, let's say Yellow Pages, White Pages, things like that. But a lot of those other ones bring in a lot of spam or robocalls that we want to try to eliminate as much as possible. When you talk to our team on Monday, they'll probably bring that up to let you know ahead of time we have the options available for you to do it. It's included, but I just want to make sure you're aware that it brings in more spam calls than regular calls, to be honest. So I hope I earned your trust by saying that. Yes, sir.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure that because, you know, they're saying that sometimes it becomes a problem because once you're not listed across the board the same way, then your fluidity in the market is not that great.
It's exactly. Yeah. Well, we'll definitely clean up, especially the Yelp listing as well. We'll definitely clean up these directories. So that one has an old address on there.
Okay. Quick question.
Yes, sir.
And it's still a concern for me, right? But I think I know where it's coming from, right? So I was married, and while I was married, I was using that address, right? The 710. So it could be where she maliciously called, right, and proved that she's living there and I'm not living there. Could be that's why they flagged my account, because something happened.
Oh. That could be a possibility, you know? That could be a possibility where it's, like, not no longer there. But that's not an issue on our end to go ahead and still get you verified on the right spot. So that's not an issue to get started. But that could be a possibility to happen. I wouldn't be able to see that.
Okay. I mean, definitely, I could go into my Google, it was called Google One or Google something, where I could go into, and then change my work time and all that crap. So something happened.
I'm going to put an extra note in your account letting our team know about this, too, just in case. Excuse me. Let's see here. All right, so I just put in all these notes in here for you just to make sure they're aware of everything there. But yes, and then once you're finished there, at the bottom, it catches everyone. They all miss it. But there's a checkbox you have to click before you sign your first and last name on there. But again, take your time through reading through this, and then once you get there, though, let me know.
Hold on. Walk aside. Are we talking about the last email that we sent?
Yeah, that email that with the initial invoice in there.
All right, so what else do I do here now?
So when you should have that open, as promised, I had put everything as a breakdown in there that's included.
No, I saw it already.
Oh, okay.
What else you want me to do?
Oh, yes. So towards the bottom there should be a little box you have to click, and then you're going to sign your first and last name in there.
Well, I haven't seen it. I see where we have click here to accept the terms.
Yes, there
you
go.
I think I clicked it already. Do I need to re-click it again or something?
Yeah, click it again to go back in.
Okay, all right. Oh, okay, I see your point.
Okay.
Okay, I think I see something. Okay, so certified, right?
Yes, there you go.
And then the signature. Okay.
You got it.
Click
yes,
here. Type your name. Okay. Username. So he's asking for a username.
Perfect. That's how we know we're all set. So on Monday, our team is going to call you from the 877 number, and they're going to develop that username and password with you because this is your tracking system, okay? They're going to develop that with you, show you how to maneuver through it, keep track of your analytics, your calls, traffic to your website, literally everything. It's going to be your next best friend, okay? So they want to make sure you're able to know how to move through it on your phone and through a computer as well, okay?
Okay. So
all right.
Do they dictate what username, or do I dictate what username?
They'll go over that with you, whichever you feel comfortable. So, but they want to make sure, regardless, that they show you how to get in it and everything from there. So that's all right. That'll be up to you. But, but yes, sir. All right. Well, Trevor, congratulations. Welcome to the family here. And I know for a fact we can get this Google Business Profile up and running for you in the right way. That way you're constantly being found for your customers in your area, okay? I'm very confident behind that. Yes, sir. We'll talk to you on Monday from 877. Until then, you have a wonderful weekend, okay, Trevor?
You're the same. Thanks a lot, sir.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.